Sun Prairie clerk Diane Herman Brown worked with both the Government Accountability Board and the agency it replaced. She says the GAB was an improvement over its predecessor.
Elections have advanced over the last 8 years. Our integrity, our security, accuracy, trust, training, technology have all increased over the last 8 years.
Dane County Clerk Scott McDonald also weighed in with praise. He said the board was independent and professional.
So I just think it needs to be said. Power never likes to be checked, and that's what we're seeing now.
The Republican-backed bill would split the Accountability Board into two separate commissions with partisan appointees. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has criticized the GAB as a failed experiment. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin. Republicans want to replace the GAB, a nonpartisan board that now oversees elections and ethics in Wisconsin. They're taking up a bill to do that on Wednesday. Under the proposal, six retired judges would be replaced with partisan appointees. Also gone would be GAB Executive Director Kevin Kennedy.
As I mentioned, all employees, with the exception of myself, transferred, and all positions, with the exception of my position, transferred. So we lose one full-time equivalent position among them. As a result, the commissions will be down one lawyer.
At the meeting, the GAB was praised by municipal clerks, the League of Women Voters, and the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. However, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has called the board a failed experiment. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.